You expect them to play, and what do you expect?
4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1. You know, they'll sit deep. I try to play you on the counter attack. I think that's why they're more favoured away from home. So with Gary, I think he's got that knack of making everything simple, and that's where it is. You know, it's a simple. He has his tried and trusted way, which he goes and performs. I've got a lot of respect for what he's done. He's done a smashing job at Burton, a smashing job at Blues down the road, and he looks as if he's in his first year at Derby. He's starting to get them the way he wants them, and as I predicted at the start of the season, I think Derby will be one of them ones that we'll have to beat.
He seems to want to make it like, you know, if you're going to beat us, you've got to work hard to beat his sort of team.
Well, and I think that was Gary as a player. So sometimes the team mirrors you. You know, he was that sort of type. You know, he was a resilient type as a player. Never a world beater, it's fair to say, and I'm not being disrespectful to him, but he demands it off himself, which he demands off his team, which is a good work ethic amongst you. You know, we're going to be ready for the challenge, and I think he epitomises all that.
In these situations, we always talk about the opposition, but I would imagine over in Derby, they'll be saying, we've got a right game on our hands this week because Villa have got some good players.
And rightly so. And there'll be a mutual respect. Like I said with Leeds versus Aston Villa, Derby versus Aston Villa would grace any league anywhere. Big support, big crowd. You know, there'll be a huge atmosphere in it because we're coming to town. So, big game atmosphere. We've responded so far. The last three months have been what we require in terms of points taken, where we need to be. So the big challenge is to sustain it, especially over this period. And if we get over this period, will it have been to the top eight in the division, away from home? So, you know, we've got all, after the start of the new year, we've got all the teams at our place, which is obviously going to be an advantage.
Now, in your long time, Stephen, you've always talked about strikers. You're as good as your strikers. Yeah. Goals are what win games.
Yeah.
At certain times, at the moment, you don't look as if perhaps you've got that goal that will change a game for you.
Well, Albert has done fantastically well for a wide player, and you know, of course, you know that the loss of West centre forward is a big loss to any team. Somebody scored 20 goals for us last year is what we built the team around. So, at the moment, the vast majority have been two kids have been leading the line for Aston Villa, which is remarkable in itself because of the injuries we've had. Injuries to Hogan, Agbonlahor, Codger in particular, we've suffered. But to be fair to the squad of players and the young lads who've come in, they've all grasped the opportunity, and I'm delighted for them that they've been able to sustain it. Look, I'd love the owner to say, Steve, here's a chunk of money, go and find another centre forward, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So we work with what we've got, get on with it, and hope in the second half of the season that we're a bit better off in terms of luck with injuries. We've been without big players last week against a big physical game. I'd love to have Codger, Terry, Jedinak in the team against Millwall. All of a sudden we're a different team. You know, against Millwall last week, we struggled against it physically, but you know, I'm missing the spine of my team, so you know, we've got to get on with it and hope that we can have a bit more fortune.
Just talking about, you mentioned strikers there and money and all the rest of it. There's been linked with so many names, from Lewis Graben. There's even a petition online about getting Benteke back. And also, what can you tell the fans about, you know, trying to bring in a striker?
Look, we're working as hard as we possibly can, and we're probably working in the loan market, which obviously then becomes very restrictive. So I don't know why they're having all these polls. For me, it's just rank bad journalism, really. I don't know why, because I've told many time and time again that, you know, I don't think I'm in a position to be able to buy one. So I've got to go and beg, steal, borrow, basically, which we've done remarkably well. Snodgrass, Onoma and Johnson have been the mainstay of the team, all on loan. Can we find someone? That's what we're scouring. But the one thing I won't do, if they're no better than what we've got, then it's pointless. Because it then stops a Callum O'Hare, for example. Callum has done very, very well when we've called on him. But he's very similar to what we've got, like a Grealish or an Onamide. He's not an absolute number nine where he can lead the line. So that's what we're looking for. Some of it is laughable, what I've read, but I can't do anything about that.
Just finally, fourth, fifth, the team that wins this big game is within spitting distance of the automatic.
Yeah, I think,
it's important, isn't it?
It's important that you keep it there. As I said, it's important that you be there or thereabouts. We've got to aim to be there or thereabouts when the daffodils come up. I keep saying that one. You know, I think I like that one too much, but that's the story of it. Let's stay there. Big important games coming up. Winter upon us. Can we stay there and mount a challenge, which is the big